If you'd like to follow along, this is a great time to open up your command line prompt in your Windows, and if you have it, Linux environment. ifconfig, as an example, is going to view your network interface settings. However, that's your Linux environment. ipconfig is going to be your Windows environment. Traceroute versus TraceRT is going to do that ICMP traffic while also giving you a response from every hop between point A and point B. Dig for Linux, but NSLookup queries the DNS server. What you can find out with this is with NSLookup, you can get the fully qualified domain name if you know the IP address, or if you know the fully qualified domain name, you could get the IP address, meaning you could type out NSLookup www.facebook.com to get Facebook's IP address. Netstats usually is going to be paired with some sort of optional command. I just want to point out netstat slash question mark or forward slash question mark is going to give you all of those options, such as netstat dash A will show all active connections that are taking place on your local device. SCP is Secure Copy Protocol. It uses an SSH connection for that transmission. SCP should be preferred. I have seen some SFTP, which is very similar. SFTP is File Transfer Protocol using that SSH as well. And then ping, once again, checks that connectivity to the remote device. So you can type out ping www.facebook.com, or since you looked up with NSLookup the IP address, you could ping and put in the IP. It's extremely useful for troubleshooting your network connectivity to run a ping-t, which is a continuous ping, in the event where you have no network traffic connectivity. I usually run a ping-t while I troubleshoot it, and once those pings go through, I know that my troubleshooting is complete.